Time for the KSL In Depth. Some serious election drama is unfolding in a far-flung part of Utah. Today, the lieutenant governor filed a lawsuit seeking to have the results of last month's Republican Party primary in Wayne County overturned.
At issue is the county's commission race. The wife of one of the candidates is accused of abusing her position as deputy county clerk. Deseret News reporter Katie McKellar is with us live in studio. So, Katie, you've been digging into this case today. What are the elections officials saying happened here?
Well, it's interesting. They're saying that Coral Brinkerhoff, who is David Brinkerhoff's wife, who David Brinkerhoff was the candidate, she's worked for the county for 15 years. She's used her position to manipulate the voter system to benefit her husband's campaign election by accessing voter databases to look at who's voted and who didn't vote, get that information, and then also use that information to call voters and urge them to vote for her husband. So these are allegations. It's under investigation, but...
So investigators think this may have actually influenced the outcome of the election?
Definitely. That's why Lieutenant Spencer Spencer Cox has filed this lawsuit.
So what happens now?
What happens now is there are multiple agencies looking into these allegations, and they'll conduct an investigation and see if they're... justified.
Could they actually nullify that primary then?
Yes, they would overturn the results of the race, or kind of nullify the race, and then the next process would be to, since a primary, a GOP would select their candidate.
They've got plenty of time before the November election to work all this out then.
Okay. For sure.